I imagine. That's what I like. Makes me feel grateful. Very pleased to meet you. I am the Grand Duke Sant'Angelo. I shook his hand enthusiastically at this point, and let a 100-credit note slip into his palm. Now, I added, I wonder if you would ask the customs agents to look at my bags here. Don't want to waste time, do we? The ship is open. They can check that whenever they please. My manner, clothes, jewelry, the easy way I passed money around, and the luxurious sheen of my bags could mean only one thing. There was little that was worth smuggling into or out of Città Nuova. Certainly nothing a rich man would be interested in. The official murmured something with a smile, spoke a few words into his phone, and the job was done. A small wave of customs men hung stickers on my luggage, peeked into one or two for conformity's sake, and waved me through. I shook hands all around, a rustling hand clasp, of course, then was on my way. A cab was summoned, a hotel suggested. I nodded agreement and settled back while the robot loaded the bags about me. The ship was completely clean. Everything I might need for the job was in my luggage, some of it quite lethal and explosive, and very embarrassing if it were discovered in my bags. In the safety of my hotel suite, I made a change of clothes and personality, after the robot had checked the rooms for bugs. And very nice gadgets, too, these core robots. It looked and acted like a Moron M3 all the time. It was anything but. The brain was as good as any other robot brain I have known, plus the fact that the chunky body was crammed with devices and machines of varying use. It chugged slowly around the room, moving my bags and laying out my kit, and all the time following a careful route that covered every inch of the suite. When it had finished, it stopped and called the all clear.
All rooms checked. Results negative, except for one optic bug in that wall.
Should you be pointing like that, I asked the robot. Might make people suspicious, you know.
Impossible, the robot said with mechanical surety. I brushed against it, and it is now unserviceable.
With this assurance, I pulled off my flashy clothes and slipped into the midnight black dress uniform of an admiral in the League Grand Fleet. It came complete with decorations, gold bullion, and all the necessary documents. I thought it a little showy myself, but it was just the thing to make the right impression on Città Nuova. Like many other planets, this one was uniform conscious. Delivery boys, street cleaners, clerks, all had to have characteristic uniforms. Much prestige attached to them, and my black dress outfit should rate as high as any uniform in the galaxy. A long cloak would conceal the uniform while I left the hotel, but the gold-encrusted helmet and a briefcase of papers were a problem. I had never explored all the possibilities of the pseudo-M3 robot. Perhaps it could be of help.
You there, short and chunky, I called. Do you have any concealed compartments or drawers built into your steel hide? If so, let's see.
For a second, I thought the robot exploded. The thing had more drawers in it than a battery of cash registers. Big, small, flat, thin, they shot out on all sides. One held a gun, and two more were stuffed with grenades. The rest were empty. I put the hat in one, the briefcase in another, and snapped my fingers. The drawers slid shut, and its metal hide was as smooth as ever. I pulled on a fancy sports cap, buckled the cape up tight, and was ready to go. The luggage was all booby-trapped and could defend itself. Guns, gas, poison needles, the usual sort of thing. In the last resort, it would blow itself up. The M3 went down by a freight elevator. I used a back stairs, and we met in the street. Since it was still daylight, I didn't take a heli, but rented a ground car instead. We had a leisurely drive out into the country and reached President Ferraro's house after dark. As befitted the top official of a rich planet, the place was a mansion. But the security precautions were ludicrous, to say the least. I took myself and a 350-kilo robot through the guards and alarms without causing the slightest stir. President Ferraro, a bachelor, was eating his dinner. This gave me enough undisturbed time to search his study. There was absolutely nothing. Nothing to do with wars or battleships, that is.